and I was about to ask you, though, about this one. A term that maybe black people or white people use for a very poor, say a white family or a white man. Any word, maybe just typically of Georgia, maybe typically of this area. Can you think of any words for somebody that is just very poor, maybe lazy, but maybe just didn't really know how to manage?
Well, I was trying to think some words that was been used about people that were so sorry like that. Mm-hmm. And trying to bring it to mind what would be said about them.
Now, they have some questions down here with words like a cracker. You know, that's used about people who live in Georgia in general, but
yeah,
northerners.
But this is a very sorry man. He's not, won't provide for his family, and somebody else has to look after him. I've heard that expression spoke several times, and such things as people ought to take him out and whoop him because he won't work, and things like that, and it's just, you asked about the whites and the black, what they might say about a real white people, white people that were so poor. The black man said, well, I just don't know about them. But said, so I ain't never seen no white man like them before. And so here you go. It's, so.
What about redneck? The term redneck, does that ever, do you mean somebody that's
Not now. I never had heard that expressed in my life.
Okay. A term for somebody who lives in the country, not necessarily an ugly term, but somebody who maybe just doesn't come to town very much and doesn't know about the way things are in town. Any words for
He's trying to live a hermit's life.
All right. You ever use the term hillbilly for somebody around here? Does that sound like somebody from maybe the mountains?
That sounds like somebody from the mountains. The hillbillies don't know. Was never used around here no more to mention that the hillbillies is coming to town from North Georgia or somewhere, you know.
Right. Any word you might think of? Backwoodsman, that doesn't sound like it, does it? A rustic, a moss back.
Well now, that term backwood folks has been used a whole lot about people living way back in on the mountain and back in toward the river and back in toward the cove, and they come to town and you say, who are them yonder folks? They say, they're from over in the backwoods. Mm-hmm. They're from over in the backwoods. That's the only way I've ever heard it expressed.
And then how do you say it's not quite midnight, for example?
Nearly midnight.
It's any other way?
Well, you'd say almost midnight.
Okay. And if you came very near to falling down, but you didn't, how could you say that? Uh-oh, I...
Almost fallen.
All right. And if you're going somewhere with someone else, and they're ready to leave, and you say, I'll be ready to leave with you
in a few minutes.
And if you're asking the distance, suppose you're going to walk with someone somewhere, and you want to say,
how far is it? How far is it?
All right, and an exclamation to call somebody's attention to something. Well, you want to draw their attention to something that's right here, or somebody comes in the door, you might say, well,
look here and see this before you sit down.
All right. And if you want to know how many